We start this hour with news of somebody who's very passionate about the railways, and he's calling for the city's lost railway stations to be reopened. Sean Dudden says the recent introduction of the Clean Air Zone, in which polluting vehicles are charged for entering the city centre, has made his campaign to reinstate stations like Twerton and Bathampton more relevant. Well, Sean started a petition which he hopes will spark a debate and is with me on the line now. Good morning to you, Sean.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having me on your show as well.
Lovely to have you on board, as it were. you've been talking about this for a few years, haven't you? Why are you so passionate about it?
The stations were there. The line was there in 1840, and Twerton was closed in the Second World War to save money. Bathampton Railway Station was closed by Beeching. We have lost so much of our railway infrastructure, and now the government are setting back and putting all the stations back in the lines, and I think Bath should be included. We're actually in the dirty air zone, and we're not in the clean air zone, so I think that's another good reason why we should have the stations back in Bath. And with the recent climate change things going on from Baines, the agenda for climate change, it makes obvious sense to have these stations open.
Well, for people who don't know the sort of the geography of the railway station, you've got the main station in Bath, you've got the one that is at Oldfield Park, and then really close is Twerton. Do you need to open another station?
Well, the idea is, it's the same idea which they use in the London Underground, and they also use it in a lot of other places. You'll find it in Manchester and Liverpool, where all the stations are very close together. The idea of this is to transport a mass amount of people in a short space of time. I'm sure if you had a larger glass, you'd opt for the larger glass with the more liquid in it and not the smaller glass. And that's really just the theory of it. And the idea is to clear all of this congestion and give people an option in Bath and a choice in their lives, and to make a difference to their city and open these two stations so we can all move around. It's going to create a corridor across Bath. Think of a journey time from one side of Bath to the other in 10 minutes on the train. Now, wouldn't that be fantastic?
And it's certainly worth talking about. Lots of people have tried this and to open the debate. We're still here. I mean, Portishead has been looking at trying to get the railway forever, hasn't it? It costs a lot of money to, you know, because you have to buy back land and goodness knows what.
Yeah, well, not in Bath at all, because the line is already there. The line's been there since 1840. So all you would put is some prefab stations with some automated ticket machines. You would have an app. And there's oodles of disabled access down into it, and there's a huge ramp which goes up the side, so that's going to be a benefit for any disabled people who want to move it around in Bath. And also down in Bathampton, what I'm figuring is these stations are going to be footfall stations and not drive to, because we're going to be compelled to move away from the motor vehicle in the future. So therefore, that's where we should be heading, in that direction, footfall stations. And there's a lot of these stations across the United Kingdom, also in London, which don't have any parking. So why can't we do this in Bath? You can do it in Bristol. Do you know you've got 7 new stations coming, apparently? And I read about your Bristol Underground system. I mean, you can do it in Bristol. Why can't we do it in Bath? Maybe it's something I should be asking you.
But with all these things, there's always a lot of talk, and actually seeing it happen is another thing. And stay on the line, but someone who knows this only too well is a local rail expert and campaigner, Bruce Williamson, from the group Rail Future. Bruce, what do you think of Sean's idea?
Well, I think it has potential. These things require a lot of patience and the political will. So obviously Portishead, you mentioned, I mean, that's one of these sort of perennial things that has been 3 years away for like 50 years.
yes.
Salford Station is another one.
I mean, but there is a sort of, you know, a change in the political winds. So, you know, the fact that the government is actually putting money into reopenings is, you know, would have been unimaginable 10 years ago.
Correct.
So these things could happen as long as you're prepared to wait for them and campaign.
Yeah, it's
I was going to say, Bruce, with more people working from home these days, there is, you know, clearly perhaps the demand for this. And as we were hearing, you know, for greener travel, it would work. But it is the issue of cost, isn't it? Not only reinstating, but also the railways are expensive. Would people get on them, do you think, Bruce?
Yeah, they are. I mean, we campaign for, you know, rail fares are outrageously expensive. And, you know, we just had the inflation figures recently, meaning that in January, the rail fares will probably go up by 4%. So, I mean, despite the government's best efforts to price people off the railways, people do still use them and passenger numbers are going back up. Obviously, COVID has had a big impact on that, but I'm pretty confident that you know, passenger numbers will bounce back. But yeah, there is, you know, you need an economic case for this, a feasibility study. And, you know, we have to sort of acknowledge that perhaps the economic case might not stack up if you look into it really hard. I don't know, maybe it is a goer.
Sean, are you prepared for the long haul over this one? Because you might be campaigning on this for years.
Yeah. It's been 5 years already. I can wait. All I can do is just keep suggesting it and keep getting it talked about until eventually something is or isn't done. But anyway, meanwhile, time rolls on and it has been 5 years. The cars still drive and we haven't really solved anything. We're just still talking about it. And I think that's one of the major problems as well. We just keep talking about stuff and not actually doing it. And doing it is indeed the solution. And if I just want to say something about the passenger numbers as well. Now, 6.5 million people use Bath Spa Station every year. It's got 87 parking spaces. 300,000 people use Oldthorpe Park Station. It's got zero parking spaces. Whatever the debate, wherever the cars are in Oldfield Park is another one. Some people blame it student cars. Other people say it's parking at the railway station. But predominantly, you could see somewhere in the region of 400,000 people using Twerton and Bathampton Station. Now, if the same thing with the cars doesn't apply in Oldfield Park and you don't see the cars from the passengers, surely you're not going to see the cars in Twerton and they're going to be footfall. And think about that. 400,000 people in Bath being able to travel across the city. How many car journeys and bus journeys is that going to save?
Listen, great to talk to you.
Number. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
On.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Sean. Love your passion. And to Bruce Williamson as well.
Thank you, Bruce.
Wonder if we will ever see the railways coming back like they wish them to. It does make an awful lot of sense when you think about it. But yeah, it's a long, long road to get there, I'm afraid.